Cause so it got me thinking, like I saw a picture of a big whale, like a big one, bro. Like it was like the size of like a Navy ship. I don't know. It was like so real that it looked like CGI. I was like, it can't be real. And then I looked at the guy's page and he's like a whale watcher. Like a, you know, those people that like watch whales and shit. So it was big, bro. And it just led me to think like, the ocean is scary. Like if you think about it, like there is like so much of the ocean that we don't know about.
Bro, I say all this all the time.
Okay, yes. But what I'm saying is like for that reason.
Wait, did you just steal his?
No, I did. But like what I'm saying is I genuinely like believe in mermaids.
Oh, now you. No, the thing is now you believe it. But all the times I tell you why I'll never go surfing with y'all. That's literally my reason. And now.
Because of mermaids?
No, because of all the things we don't know. You said how big the whale is. Like, there's things we don't know that's in that water.
So, do you think mermaids are real?
I don't know.
Do you believe that?
On YouTube, there's this video that puts into perspective. Wait,
what the heck?
I have a point.
Okay.
They have this video where they put into perspective how much of the ocean we, like, have never explored, like, humanity. And I think it's, like, at least 75%. Like it goes to like deeper and deeper and it shows you like the levels that we don't know what's down there. And we have seen some really scary creatures. So I get like where you are going, like with both of you are going with that. Like there are some crazy animals with some crazy.
Did y'all see like King Kong and versus Godzilla?
Also real. I believe it's real. Yes. We watched it in theaters, of course.
How was like, when they went to go into that other world, they had to take Kong with them. And then, like, they went, like, into the, like, they were drilling holes into the middle of the Earth. Because it was, like.
You know what it's based on, right? It's like based on a conspiracy theory. Yeah.
Middle Earth theory?
Yeah.
That there's, like, a secret society in the middle of the Earth?
Yeah.
I think that's dumb. But mermaids, I don't think are dumb.
Wow. You think unicorns are real, too?
I feel like mermaids are probably more real than unicorns. No? Like, what's something that, like, is crazy?
I don't think it has to be, like,
but you
mermaid
believe
specific. I just think there are, like, half human, half animal beings probably somewhere. Like, Narnia type stuff.
What? Like, okay, I don't think about, like, not like like half man, half horse. Yes.
Or like how it existed. Like maybe even if we like don't see that kind of stuff now, like we've seen hieroglyphics and
stuff. Sweet
like
tooth?
Societies. Yeah, exactly. All right. Full circle.
You think that they were like that before and then we're gonna go like
I think they have existed, yeah.
You're not a believer?
My thing is I think that if this, like, if the way things say, people say, like, it evolved, I feel like there would either be people in the middle or, like, monkeys wouldn't exist.
Okay. Does that make sense? I get your logic, but I'd be seeing some smart.
Okay, but look, it's survival of the fittest, right?
So they have to
survive, right? So that means for them to eat, like, if we changed into humans to survive, how would anything else before it still be existing or surviving?
They could just be like, so yeah, they know that. They're so smart that they know survival of the fittest. So they know like they got to just be low key and they're just like chilling in the cut.
They would have known by now we should try to be humans.
No. They don't want to. They are disguising themselves.
Why would you do that when you could be, you could literally like.
They have a good life. They are just eating fruits.
Do they though?
Paying rent.
I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a minotaur, but if I was a minotaur, I would like to be low key about it.
You think this is all some like Men in Black, like hidden in plain sight? Remember how like there's a lot of people were aliens and you never know?
But not aliens, like half monkey, like half animal, half people.
How would you hide that?
like Bigfoot. Like they just like he's so they're no, so fast.
It'd be easier to hide if you were an alien than to hide if you were a half breed. Because literally the half breeds look like half the other breed.
Okay, so to bring my point back to mermaids, half fish, half people, they're just in the ocean at the bottom because that's the safest place for them to go because there's no
How long can they survive underwater?
I think for lifers. They're good.
For lifers?
They have no reason to come up.
For lifers.
Yeah, you watched Luca? Did you watch Luca?
I didn't watch Luca.
Okay. So like they're good down there. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's no reason for them to be down there. So like, they're just like vibing.
Like Sandy with Hulu.
Yeah, like they're just chilling. Okay, I'm not saying like
Disney kind of movie was that where he was a swimmer and he was like turning into a merman?
Like, yeah, Luck of the Irish.
No, oh my gosh. Luck of the Irish.
The Little Mermaid. I don't know.
No, it was like one of those Disney originals, and it was like with real people, and like he was like, I'm pretty sure it was just regular swimming, like not like water polo or something. And he like was turning into one.
We got Cisco fact checker.
He's our researcher.
13th year.
The 13th year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm a good researcher, first of all.
Okay, it's not that hard to Google stuff, bro. What do you
mean? Oh, you actually said that earlier. You sent me...
What?
You were trying to find something and then
it's... Oh, yeah, like... It's not you. It's the computer that's it's smart. Good. Google. Okay. Side note, but like, I hate when people ask me questions, and it's like, why would I know that? You know what I mean? Like, why would I know? Like, just Google it. You know, like when people ask dumb questions, and you're like, dude, just.
I disagree. I completely disagree.
You like when people ask stupid questions?
Not stupid, but everything is on Google, so you could objectively just be. Like never, like there are some things that you could casually bring up with people. But I feel like it's good conversation starters.
People asking you, sometimes you should take it as a compliment.
Yes, but what I'm saying is like, they're going to be like, oh, da, 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 da. I'm like, I'm just going to Google it.
But that could be your answer to everything. Like you could.
So I'm the bad person.
I don't know. I just
so I'm like, wrong.
I'll be asking questions sometime.
But like, okay, so what I'm saying is like everything. Okay. How do I sound this without sounding like a d-?
Wait, too late. Oh, what?
Like, you could just Google it. You know what I mean? Like, just Google it. Like, I don't know why you're asking me. Like, I don't know if I'm gonna Google it too. So, like, if we're all just, like, Googling it, then, like...
You're talking about when people are being lazy when it's like, you know I don't know. Like,
yes.
Like, it's something like, bro, like, you know Google has it. I'm talking about my little brother. Like, he just asks the big questions where it's like, if you just like wait a little bit and listen, you'll figure it out. Or if you look it up yourself on Google before you just say it out loud.
Wait, like what? I need example A, B, exhibit A.
Can you think of anything?
He does it all the time. It's like with everything. I don't even know how to like.
Yeah. Like, when did you think the I don't know.
Or when does like the restaurant like close or like what is like. Something like that where it's like
something simple.
I don't work there. I don't know. Like you can Google it, look it up, search it on your phone, you'll get the answer.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about like, oh, like what do you think of something?
What's the fifth planet from like
bro, I don't know. Like I have so many I don't know. Google it. Like that's the thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like or okay, I'm gonna take a step further. You know, like when I see it on like Facebook a lot, right? Like low-key, you know how like aunties and stuff or whatever, like you know how they on Facebook, all that situation, right? You know how they like post a post. Here's a good you'll understand. They post like a post, but it's like a question asking about something. And I get maybe they're just trying to like stir conversation, but it's something that they could literally just Google.
But that's my point, like that sense of community.
No, okay, but there's like if it's about like objectivity, like something that's like doesn't not opinion based, and it's like, oh well, how do you feel, how do y'all feel about this or that, but, or it's like, well, what's this, like, you know, they want it, they just don't know and they're trying to ask, but like it's like what do you think, like what is this, and then it's like, bro, just Google it.
Well, this is a huge tangent. We'll go back, but I recently, my phone died and I was asking people how to get, like, I was just asking people like, oh, you know how to get to Hollywood? And it was just fun. Like, I asked like three different people and I got.
What is this? 2005?
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was cool going back to like feeling like in a way I could relate to people. Like, okay. Yes, technology, but.
Random people? You talking to like strangers,
it's
bro?
So new age. It's so new age to just, like, be, like, so glued to your phone and be a computer. Like, you know, I'm against that. I talk about it all the time, but I'm scared of AIs and computers. And I'm
you got trust in people, though, because...
Stranger danger.
That's the whole point. Like, yeah, that's the whole point. I mean, God got me, right? Like, I'm not, like...
God, you tell me you're going to get killed.
You're asking people, like, asking people for directions, like... I don't know.
What's anybody, gonna, what
you, anybody can say what? Whatever. Like, they could say, I could just point and be like that way.
Also, how do you not know how to get home after living in LA for that long? Yeah. Where are you coming from?
I only know the tens and the 405. Okay. There's a whole other side to it that.
Okay. Where were you at and where were you trying to go?
Okay. Yeah. Let's take this back. You like, are you trying to be mad? You need a map quest? Like, I can't believe people really used to, like, oh, we're going to.
Bro,
that's crazy.
Playing like Pop Warner, so like every like, I mean, like Sunday or Saturday, whatever the day the game was. If it was an away game, I remember they would hand out like print out directions. Yeah, like on the Thursday or whatever before the game, and it was like the map quest, like just like a picture and the streets, and then like the team mom would like hand them out to all the parents, and then I remember like the day of the game, like really following that, like. That's crazy now. They're like,
is that not cool to you guys?
No.
Not really.
Why would you like, be on your phone and it's like telling you live, like, okay, we're here. Or like, you want to look up something else or want to go somewhere else. Like, it's the power of technology. This is.
You rather have MapQuest?
No, I'm not saying. I'm not saying I'd rather. I think we just can't be like so new age, like forget that that just. Like, we were doing that, like, not too long ago.
Okay. Let's take it for, I mean, take it back to where were you at and where were you trying to go? Because this could be a you problem because, like you said, if you want to rely on technology, you should be able to know basic directions.
Yeah.
That has nothing Cisco. To do with technology. It has to do
no,
with-
and, okay. Fair point.
Okay.
And I usually am pretty good about it. Like, this specific time, I just got off on the wrong exit. I was taking, like a fast track, whatever, on the 110 up north, and I got off on like San Pedro, some Pedro exit in the middle of like downtown area, and I had to get to Hollywood. I took the wrong freeway again. I got to like Dodger Stadium, took the exit, went back on the five, and then I just. Yeah, from the five. Yeah, like coming back at the five. Something like that. It was. I mean, it wasn't nothing crazy. I could have figured out. Probably. I was just like, I just put my window down. There was a nice lady next to me, and I was like, "Excuse me, you know how to get to Hollywood?"
How was your phone, man? What time is it?
Okay. Also, too, I've been yelling at him so much. He needs to put a charger in his car at all times. Okay. So for those, if you don't do this, if you're an adult, even if you're not, if you drive. Keep a separate iPhone cable in your car at all times. It's like you buy a separate iPhone cable and you just leave that in your car no matter what. Because, yes, that's a scary thing that could happen. Your phone dies. You don't know where you are. You're going
to
get lost.
Scary to who? Like, it really wasn't.
There's a couple places you might end up somewhere.
You were lost.
No, I was good. Anyway, can we go back to
okay? Well, where were you? And then, so you didn't know how to get. You did not know how to get from downtown LA.
No, I mean I would have figured out. I was just starting to speak. I think you guys might have been waiting on me to record something. Like I was, like there was something waiting.
You were time pressed.
Yeah, I was time pressed, and it was just in the moment. All right.
Okay, but can you put an iPhone cable in your car?
It was my car. It's actually my car. I just need a new car. But
so you need a new car to put an iPhone cable in?
Yeah.
So you need a.
It was
you know
like the car battery thing wasn't working either. Like it was just a bad situation all around, but
I don't know, man.
Well, I'm glad you survived. You're here today.
I just can't believe you guys like don't trust people like that. Like, most third world countries, if you go anywhere, like it's gonna be like that. I mean, Mexico kind of is, but like it's half the world. Like it's not.
We're not in Mexico.
No, I'm saying. Like you don't like you just don't think that's like an option. Like you can't ever you would never be in that situation.
Like not when you're like, not when you're in your home city though. If say we were in like
But if you went to a really small country,
yeah, that's different.
Why is that different? Why is that different?
Then when you're home. Like here,
okay, but it's like
where you live and where you drive every day.
Yeah, but the people there like could be very different than you.
I think
are you no more scared of someone that is like unlike you than someone that is like you?
I feel like something is like in a mall or in a store or like
how is that any different? Literally, how is that?
Because I don't know where everything is in that like that entity. If somebody works there, like the store, like where is
I just want like this.
If you go to like Walmart or like the grocery store or like Target or something, like you can ask for something really specific and the worker will know exactly where it is rather than me look up and down every aisle like for it. I can just ask them and find it rather. And it's like I don't live in Target.
I feel like I live in Target, bro. I'm in that. To clarify, I think what me and Woods are saying is more of like, it's not wrong to ask people for help. It's not wrong to ask people for directions. I think we're just more confused that you got lost in LA when you've been here for X amount of years and you're from SoCal and you're like, I think that's what we're saying.
I guess you could say that.
If I got lost, maybe in like, maybe somewhere like in San Diego, right? I don't know. I mean, I know San Diego like a little bit, but like, I don't know it.
Have you not seen that meme of like those freeways? You know, it's like, you don't know what area I'm talking about?
Which one?
Like where all those freeways connect.
You're talking about
in LA?
In the 110 to the like all right there? Like
Yeah. It's like four different ones lined up.
Isn't that like the most popular like interchange in like the world?
Not for me. Not for me. Yeah, somewhere over there.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't matter. What was our original?
No. So I think what you're thinking is like one of the 101, the 60, the 10, and the 5, and the 110 all meet a little more north of downtown. So like if you go past
Woods just feels safer in a store.
Yeah, I mean, talk to somebody that works there or like, you know.
You ever try to challenge yourself and be like, you know I could just ask a worker to find it and it would save me like 10 minutes, but I'm gonna find it. Y'all ever do that? Or
if I think I really know where it is, but like if it's at the point where like why waste time, I'm just gonna ask the worker.
There's nothing wrong with asking people for help. I think people,
I'm just saying,
in life, you can definitely ask people for help, but in certain situations I feel like you can figure it out yourself or you should know how to do things yourself.
All right, cool. I'm cool with disagreeing. Cause I really think like most of the time it should be that way, but I just think like there's nothing wrong with it either. Like it's not like a huge, all right.
I think it's worse if you don't have service. Like if you don't.
No, not like you were saying originally, just like in terms of people who ask questions, like dumb questions. Like, is it a dumb question? Overall, your tias
maybe, on Facebook. Maybe it's not a dumb question, but it's a question that could be easily Googled. Like, sometimes I think like, okay, you're asking me, but like, it's not efficient in obtaining the information. Like, if you just like didn't say anything and literally just picked up your phone and just Googled it, then you would already
had your answer.
I'm not saying don't ask. Like, questions are good. Like, it's good to be inquisitive. Like, there's nothing wrong with having a lot of questions, but like, some people have dumb questions that could be easily solved if they just like Googled it. And that's what the technology is there for. I'm not saying like people shouldn't ask questions. People like what Wood said, like, I don't know. Like why do you think I know? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's a compliment, I guess. Like, you think I'm all knowing or whatever, but you know, I'm human too. But I just don't. It's just like, bro, just Google it. That's what it's there for. Can you just put an iPhone charger in your car?
Like, there is one. There actually, I bought one yesterday.
He was saying it wasn't working at the time. See, it would have been an emergency if you were somewhere.
Okay, okay. Do you want the specifics? Do you want the specifics? The little adapter that goes into the battery.
I know you're talking about, yeah.
The 12 volt.
Yeah, yeah. That thing wasn't working.
The whole thing or the whole, the thing you put in or the thing that takes it?
The adapter.
So you just need a new adapter.
I got a new adapter. And then there's a USB port, but the USB port sometimes just doesn't charge you fully.
It keeps it at the level,
like it just keeps it on, but it won't, like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, rather than nothing.
No, but sometimes, so like I've had that before where I plugged it into the USB thing and you can't play music because the music will drain the battery too much more than it will charge it. So it's like no music or no battery. I don't know. You're going to have no music either way. Yeah, you might as well.
Radio, bro. That's what the radio is for. Sometimes
you have to. Okay. Yeah.
99.1, like.
That's the only time I think I ever listened.
There are some good stations out there. If you know your stations, well,
so many commercials though,
and they all the state plays.
You gotta have. You just gotta have the right rotation where you got plan B, plan C, plan like.
Yeah, I can tell you.
You need at least three backups.
I can tell you all the radio stations I have pre-programmed in my car right now.
But they have that one like that power hour type thing where it's like straight music for an hour. If you're driving during that period. Is great because there's no ads.
And if you were driving a night, like on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's some like
they don't play like commercial
rotation, no commercial.
Yeah, they don't play commercial. What's your okay? I got 92.3, right? I got 92.3. I got 93.5. I got 97.1.
I don't know what that one.
I think that's the IU. No, 99.1
is
the
IU one.
Yeah. Okay, I have that one. So I think I have those, and then I have 102.7. I can only fit six, right? It's either 102.7 or 103.5 for the oldie vibes.
103.5.
For the coast. Coast, 103.5.
Wait, you said 105.9 and 97.9?
So I put it in. Yeah.
That one's pretty old.
Yeah, so I have it in chronological one.
You have 105.9 now?
No, I do. That's number six. So, oh, you know, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Sure, a lot.
Do you put them in chronological order or do I just have OCD?
You think you have OCD? Ooh, I don't think you have to. I mean, it makes sense to, but I don't think you have to.
What's the all Mexican, those the Mexican music station that you like?
Why he gotta like it?
Well, do you have it? do you have it bookmarked on your radio? That's what I thought. Anyway. Like, was he just driving the traffic, like listening to bachata? And, like,
it's Latinx, but
yeah, I mean, like
96.3.
Yeah, is that where they play Bad Bunny or like,
yeah, a lot of
Bad Bunny.
Okay, so the problem with radio stations though is that like they play good songs. But then they get overplayed because it's all they play on the radio. And then they don't, then you don't like a song anymore.
I don't think they're going to be listening the whole time though. They think it's a new listener. So the new song needs to be played for the new listener. Because it usually is like different shifts for the DJ. And usually like that DJ won't play the same song. But like, if you're on for multiple DJs, then of course you're going to get that the new song of the day or whatever, or the week. Because every DJ is going to want to play something, play that new music. So, like, they're all going to get their shot to play it. Rarely ever will a DJ play it twice in their set.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you ever have it where, like, you switch radio stations and then the previous song that you were just listening to on the last radio station is on the next radio station. And
I appreciate like, if it's like a banger, then I appreciate it. If it's a new Drake song, I'm not mad at it.
No, but like, okay. So I remember when Astroworld came out and then Sicko Mode was there. I was like, you ever listen to a song and be like, man, this is a good ass song. But once the radio gets a hold of it, I'm not going to like it anymore. That happens a lot.
But I don't listen to the radio enough for that to matter for me.
True. That's facts. But, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, man, I know once the radio gets a hold of this, I'm not going to like it. It's going to be too mainstream. But the one song that I discovered that I really liked by listening to the radio was Billie Eilish. Like, I actually, like, really like everything. What was it?
I couldn't name you one of her songs. I couldn't sing you one of her.
I think you expressed your love for this song before. Like, Cameron Roach and this. Everything. The one with the Grammy, right?
Yeah. Everything I Wanted. There you go. It's like that one. That's a banger. So that's probably the only time like I remember listening to the radio.
Josh's face when you said that.
I just don't know what song. Like I can't relate or understand this one. I just don't know.
I guess we're really spoiled, huh? We're spoiled.
Well, I do know that some stations like 102.7 have the same top 40 songs
in rotation.
All the time.
You know, like when I guess like what I'm trying to say is like we're blessed because you don't have to like one. Imagine like all the work for your car drives, bro. You had to print out your directions. If you wanted to listen to your own music, you'd have to go to LimeWire, put that on a CD,
either buy the CDs, buy the even before that, like the cassettes. Imagine with the cassettes, bro. If you liked a song, you had to rewind. There was no just, let me run it. Like, you had like, stop, rewind. Hopefully, you got the right spot. Hit play. Or else it was just, like, one listen through.
Like, you don't have to do any of that anymore. Your GPS is there. It literally tells you when to make a left at the second that you need to make a left. You can literally just pick music on your phone whenever, from wherever. Doesn't matter where. And now you could even imagine you're trying to read. You're trying to read MapQuest. You got a phone call, and you're trying to change the music at the same time, bro.
Yeah, now there's a way to set up where pretty much it'll play music that it'll think you like, and the directions will find the shortcuts or the quicker route. Back then, you probably had one route. Like you didn't think you were
you couldn't take a detour.
It shows you like if there's heavy traffic and like all that type of stuff. Just appreciate the technology, Cisco, because. Before, that would have sucked.
You driving around no car charger.
I appreciate it.
Imagine being stuck on the 10, and you didn't know that the 210 was light because
on a horse. No, I know. Like I know, life is good now. I'm not stupid. I'm just saying, just like don't act brand new
on a horse. Damn, you're going way back.
I'm just saying, like. I appreciate it. I know that like we're better off than we were any other year before us, but
you really said on a horse.
Got it sometimes.
Like, just appreciate it all. Yeah.
I feel like Cisco would do well like back then. Talking about the horse traffic is so much better on the 210. Yeah, let me just take this buggy in all the stuff, all my belongings. Freaking Lewis and Clark. What are you? Come on. Okay, also too, do you ever think about how they like made maps like originally? Like the first people who
you couldn't see it from a like an aerial view? How did
that was that's talent
by the like
Yeah, spot. It's exploration and geometry.
Geometry?
They were measuring it like the thing about like they're like you could draw it by scale by like that's crazy.
Yeah, like when they were discovering like America, remember they're on this side. I mean, like I know.
Think how many times it had to be updated to all the new streets, even now. But like, think about back then, like if a new area was populated, how many more streets you had to draw and add on?
Whoever's keeping count of the miles, the pressure has to be. It's just...
Yeah, like how to be exact. Like, okay, I'm just gonna say I don't think I would do well. In any other like lifetime, like I really don't think I would do have done well.
That's so spoiled. That literally.
I'm gonna say it. Okay, I'm spoiled, but like I really.
Human instincts might kick in though.
Hmm.
Your human survival like instincts like
would kick in.
It might have been hard, but like you would figure it out.
I don't think I could kill
it. All right, you wanted to talk about the apocalypse? Here we are. Full circle.
Yeah, facts.
What if okay. We don't have the internet? Because
I'd rather
it
die.
Can happen any second, by the way. The Russians, well, probably the Russians.
Whoa. They're listening.
I'm just kidding. Actually,
it was Cisco who said that, not me.
No, they already know. You don't got to worry about that.
Yeah, they're already listening right
actually,
now.
Actually, it's bad.
It's okay. You can't take it back.
They're
okay,
probably five steps ahead.
Proceed what you were saying.
We were going to talk about this. But anyway, yeah, the internet can come down any sucking. Like, what do you do if you don't think you can do without all these privileges?
Okay. Well, damn, no AC, no nothing. It'd be getting hot too, bro.
Wait.
Yeah.
You said no internet. You're talking about no power, electricity?
No, nothing. No, like, no benefits. Well, no, like,
I mean,
thinking something different than what you're saying is what.
Okay. No, I mean, apocalypse, okay. It starts with no internet. Day two, day 375, everything's down. Like, you can put it as fast as you want. Like, what are you doing? That's a different stage. So what do you do first? Like, where do you start with no internet day two?
No internet? I can't Google how to survive. I better Google it. Do I have time to prepare, or it just happens? Like, if I have like a day in advance, no, I'm gonna.
What print, are you talking about?
I'm gonna. Why? I should actually just do that. I'm gonna like print out just like a bunch of PDFs on like all the basic stuff that you would need to do without power or without anything, and then just have that like a little booklet from the internet. So if I have time to prepare, I'm doing that first.
You definitely need like the like water. You definitely like the stuff in your fridge is gonna go bad, so you have to figure out a way to like save stuff.
Or just eat.
Hopefully you have ice and ice chests. But then you can't cook stuff the same way, so you have to figure out that part too.
We're talking like everything's down bad.
What's crazy is that like it's in a way though, like it's never messed up.
What?
Like what's it called? What's the thing in space that are, you know, like that keeps us all with connection?
What
keeps you going?
Gravity?
God.
The big dish in space that helps us use our phones, Wi-Fi, all that type of different stuff.
Oh, the satellites? Like the satellites.
Yeah. How has that? That's never messed up.
So, like, not one rock has, like, hit it in space and, like, threw it off, like, messed it up, like, even a little bit?
That's what I'm saying. That makes me think it's not even up there.
Space is not real? That's another conspiracy you believe in?
I don't believe in that, but it's just crazy to think that, like, it never has messed
it's just
up.
It's just like floating up there and it's never like.
Yeah, like never been out of sync or never like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. I'm BSing. Of course, I would try to like survive.
We've never been like without, I'm saying like, it hasn't been like all Verizon phones or no service today. Like,
I feel like the T-Mobile. Like the T-Mobile satellite be messing up all the time, bro.
That's a whole other conspiracy theory. The like 5G towers, like people. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Okay, yeah. Okay, bring it back. Okay, so my apocalypse plan. Here's my apocalypse plan. I don't think that you can go. So, like, if it was really like happening, you definitely can't like go to like the store first, I feel like. You know what I mean? I feel like you can't.
Store's gonna be
a whole book.
Act. This man put out Messy Classified School Survival Guide.
I'm not even joking.
Is this really?
I took a class on how to survive the end of the world. That was the title of it.
The camera's over there for
What did that fall under?
Camera number one.
What major school did that fall under?
English. It was our
requirement. I'm taking this book.
Okay. No, it was just like an extra, like an elective class. Just
for fun. Like, what,
and if I look- the number one thing I learned, which was like the number one rule, actually two things that I took away. That's a lot for most classes. First is whenever you're in a room, or actually this is just like a defense thing. Like you always want to be able to look at the door, which all of us probably do. Like,
oh yeah. Like when me and my girl would go to a restaurant, like I sit facing the door and.
Yeah, that's just common. I think it's pretty common, right? And number two is that tobacco, I think.
To what?
I always, okay.
Tobacco?
Yeah.
His accent came out.
I told you I've been using my Spanish for a long time.
No, mom is.
Wait, how say it?
Tobacco.
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 All right.
Yeah, tobacco
would be the currency, apparently. Because people are so highly addicted to it that you would be able to trade it for anything else.
The thing about how
like
people
weapons are addicted to it, and food. Like people are so addicted like that they would the trade way, all their stuff for you.
Like the same bars. It'd be like alcohol and like all these other, like, you know.
Candy. Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, but like some more than others, but money is out the window.
Yeah, you'd be able to barter.
You don't have Bitcoin. You don't have crypto.
Yeah.
You're trading goods. And well, like addictive stuff, it would be some of the most highly valuable stuff.
I think it'd be fun if we didn't have to worry about like dying like every day. Like I think it'd be cool to live in
like a video game?
Yeah. Like, you know, like if it's a free trade, like we trade our goods, like I would like learn how to knit like a quilt or something like that.
Like in the multiverse?
But like.
It's like a role, like a role playing game?
Yeah. Like, I feel like that'd be fun. Like, you know, like you really experience like what it's like to just like no money, no, like nothing. You just like trade, like, you know, free trade, like do all that stuff. You know what I mean? Like you got
to
like.
I mean, you can go to a third world country and barter if that's what you want to do.
But like the pressure of like an apocalypse, but not necessarily like the apocalypse.
What do I feel like? I'm Googling it just because I feel like it probably already exists.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead. Okay, so here's my plan. Oh. So tell me, you took a class, so you know this. And so you tell me if this is wrong. All right, so you can't. No, don't look at it. Just from your knowledge. So you can't, you definitely can't leave your house. I think you got to stay in your house for a little bit. You got to.
What if you don't have what you need?
Like you just didn't go grocery shopping that day yet?
That's what I'm saying. Like it could hit whenever. So like, what if you're not prepared?
I mean, your pantry's first, right? So you have, I know you probably got hella top ramen somewhere, hopefully.
Even if you get top ramen, you got to figure out how to boil water.
You can eat top ramen straight up. I've done that.
I mean,
before,
you can do that, but is it? It's. I don't know. It's not the same.
I mean, we're not eating for luxury anymore. It's for eating for survival.
It's not the same.
You know. It could be anything. You don't got to be ramen. These needs to be non-perishable goods.
Okay. Yeah. So you'd have to go through all that first, because I feel like
all the tuna.
Tuna, all the canned
stuff. Spam, yeah.
Fruits, vegetables, and
so you'd have to try to. Okay, I guess if you really had to, you'd have to go to Ralph's and try to like salvage. But I feel like I've seen it in movies when everybody goes to Ralph's.
All right, but not okay. Don't even go too far back. At the beginning of the pandemic, how crazy were the grocery stores? Like that's where the free people first go. I don't think. That's where you first want to go.
Well, hopefully there's toilet paper.
But if you don't go, I don't know. Because it's weird though. Because if you don't go there first, then you risk that everything being out by time you somehow make it there.
Well, in my head, I'm thinking I don't want to get killed going out there first. Then you don't even have a chance to survive.
You'd be like the girl on Sweet Tooth. You'd be like the lady.
Yes. You know how she went to the store and then...
She stayed in her apartment like for over a year, like was over, I don't know, it was like a long time.
Yeah. So like, I feel like that's, if we're talking about just surviving, I feel like your best shot is doing that because you're just in your house. Like unless somebody really pulls up to your crib. Right. So is that right? Am I on the right track? You definitely can't go to the store first.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Just don't follow the crowd.
Okay.
That's one of the top three for sure.
Weapons, if you don't have a gun already, then I think you're screwed.
Need a weapon.
Because I don't know where you're gonna find a gun. You definitely can't go to the gun store because you're probably gonna get shot while you're at the gun store, right? Because someone who would just have stolen a gun and they might be ready to use it. So you definitely can't go to the gun store.
It's like Tilter Sours, you can't go to
facts. Okay.
Literally. It's hot. You drop somewhere where you know, like, okay, I can handle another squad, but I can't handle 10 squads.
Yep, no hot drop.
Yeah, I'm going to land somewhere where I'm going to get what I need and be able to move on.
So no hot drop. That's a good tilt the towers. Yeah. And then what would I do after that? Then you just chill, I guess.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, like.
You just have to. Maybe go somewhere higher, like elevation, I think would
play. Think about all the traffic though, bro. Like everyone's gonna think like, oh, we gotta dip, we gotta leave. Then you might get stuck on the freeway and then
I'm getting lost.
What are you gonna do that? Ask people for directions? They're gonna tell you where to go.
Yeah, actually
you're wrong asking people for directions.
No. It was the plan would be executed differently at that point, but
okay, so then you just gotta chill. Maybe board up your house.
A boat? Well, Woodsy wouldn't go to sea.
I wouldn't go on a. It had to be like a yacht, like a boat, you know, like.
I don't think you could be that picky. Like, oh yeah, there's no yachts here. I'm gonna just go back.
Bro, imagine being out on a boat or whatever for like a day or two. Come back and it's the apocalypse, but you didn't know because you was on a boat.
Like on a cruise? Like you were on a cruise
ship? Yeah, you had no idea. You get back, that's what's going on.
You didn't have no time to prepare. Open your movie ideas notebook and put that in there next to your other many. Your aliens movie.
My many ideas.
I don't know. I feel like it's not smart. It's not smart to go in a boat. You probably don't know how to even drive a boat.
But like, you could get lost while they kill each other, and then by the time you're back, there's less people.
Right? I mean, a quiet place. They boated to an island because the things couldn't swim. Like, I don't know if zombies could. Are there zombies? How are we doing this right now? Or is the internet is out?
No zombies, for the sake of the question.
No zombies.
It's just like a
but code red. Like killing, like their survival of the fittest.
Yeah, like just like, maybe like civilization.
Overall kind of stuff.
Civilization.
I feel like you just got to find a safe haven where there's.
Wait, what do you call them?
Where are we linking up? I feel like we got to link
up. Yeah, you got to have a plan, bro, because they got to be somewhere where like there's land, there's security.
And so that's another thing. You want to be a leader. In a group, you don't want the group to be too small or too big.
But then if everybody's a leader,
but you gotta gather people. You have to be like the leader if you want to. I think that was
you have to have one friend that has a gun. I think at least one gun.
I feel like you need a well-rounded group.
What would you contribute to the group? What do you think is yours? If we're building an apocalypse squad right now, I don't think I could kill anybody.
I don't know. I do provide athleticism, muscle, strength, a little bit of smarts.
Okay, you like that. What about you? What could you bring to the apocalypse squad?
I could help like with planning and executing, like scheduling. We're leaving at 5 a.m.
You're definitely not in charge of directions or where we're going, that's for sure. But okay, that helps. I think if I was to assume an apocalypse position, I would probably be down to be the guy that does the thing that nobody wants to do.
Like what?
You can be the dude, be like, all right, go run out. Grab the thing and like.
I think you're dying first.
To the other.
All right, go check if there's somebody over there.
No, they'd be like, well, if I'm saying like in my,
one guy, you're gonna be the distraction guy.
No. I'm gonna be the dude that gets the job done. I'm gonna be. So like it'd be like, okay, it's like we're 4 days away from being having no food, no water. Somebody has to go find it. I feel like that would have to be me.
That's what you bring to the group. You're going to be the dude where it's like, we need somebody to just stay awake and watch for the night shift. That's going to be.
Yeah, like, because like, if we're all together and like, say like, you know, I'm not with dumb people that I got to like, really like, you know, I'll just be the guy that'd be like, yeah, I'll go. I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to get something back. No weapon, straight up.
You can never go by yourself though. That's just.
But I feel like I would volunteer. I feel like I would have to be the guy that would be like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
You're the sacrificer for all.
That'd be kind of scary, bro. I don't know. I don't want to die. But yeah, I think that'd be me. Maybe Woods could be like help with like barricading the doors and just like
holding stuff,
lifting, like putting things. The couch in front of the door,
holding
something. Probably like going in the backyard, ammo, getting a bunch of rocks, like
so the extra bag.
I think we, so like, where would we go? I don't know. Like, I say, like, after a month, be like, okay, I hope.
Got to be somewhere like on a hillside where you can, I'm saying, like, you have a good vantage point. People can only come through certain ways, and you have, like, land to grow food.
So you guys would be like the hand of the queen. I think that's the position.
The what?
The hand.
No, I'm a leader, but I'm down. You know, like I'm down to do it. Like I'm.
You can be both.
Yeah, bro. Because you can't risk the leader.
Well, you gonna go out? Are you gonna go to the store?
Unless you're Jon Snow.
Which one of us is gonna go?
To I'm contributing.
Okay, so there you go. If everybody doing their job and I can't, then I gotta be the guy.
You gotta find a more job.
I don't know what I would do. I can't take photos.
Well, we'll take that. We'll take that. So you think you're savvy. You think you're savvy enough that you wouldn't die. You're gonna go out there. You're coming back.
Yeah, like I'm finesseful. All
right.
Like, what do you want me to do? Create content for the freaking group? What do you want me to do? Take photos and document our whole thing? There's no freaking YouTube, hey, bro.
Honestly, if
the world is ending, you're a historian.
You gotta document it.
So it makes no sense going to Best Buy in an apocalypse. What are we gonna do?
You're like risking it all for like a memory chip and some batteries. Bro, don't need it.
I need to charge my camera, guys.
It's all so little, bro. Like they need something. It's like, bro, you didn't need that. And then they always somebody ends up getting caught. And it won't even be the person that wanted it. It'd be somebody else that has to die because you were something.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. That hurts my head to think about. I feel like I'd be the sacrificer, like the route runner. No, the what do you call those people? Like the you just like task fulfiller. They just like, oh, go get it.
Like a butler.
Maybe I could be like the like the Domino's dude. Yeah, like a courier.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word.
Or I could be like the negotiator. So like if we ever pull up on another squad and we're like, well, what are we going to do? Well, I don't know. What are we about to do then? And then
like a ping pong match, like whoever contestant.
No, not like a ping pong match, but like, you know, say like we run into a group and the dude's like, either you give us all your shit or we like, kill you.
Because they're going to get defenseful and think that scared, like that I'm going to do something.
You're standing in the back. You're standing back. So like,
yeah, I'm there for looks at that point.
I'm taking pictures.
I'm vlogging. I'm vlogging the whole thing.
You're literally scripting. You're just like writing everybody's thing.
I guess I could do that. I could be like a negotiator. Be like, well,
we have 5 loaves of bread. Y'all got this. We're trying 2. Give us 3.
I'm good at Catan.
All right, negotiating is an art. Yeah, that's good. All right. You're a negotiator.
Well, you sold chips and stuff in high school, right?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm good. We're game. We're chilling. We're vibing.
You're going to be a snack guy with a duffel bag. Yeah.
I got to be the risky one to go get hot Cheetos for the group, and then I'm going to just keep it in the bag, in my duffel bag, and I'm just – I got you, bro.
We need to find a weapons specialist
and a farmer.
Yeah, I don't think if we...
Those are two things that, like, us three, we definitely don't, we don't have.
We could hunt for the most part, right?
I don't think I could hunt, bro. I don't think I could
hunt. Where and what? We don't know anything to trap anything.
I know big bears don't got bears. I recently learned that.
Wait, what?
You guys haven't heard that, like, they killed all the bears in Big Bear, so there's no bears.
Oh, that sucks.
But we could go a bit farther.
Well, like, I'm not down
walk,
to eat.
This is a walk, bro. Think how long it would take us to get there.
Oh, cars aren't working either?
Bro, with no technology and stuff and lights, bro, it's going to be traffic. People are going to be... Have you watched Dark Summer? It has zombies, though, but it helps you
put in... What's the pandemic movie?
No pandemic talk, because it could happen. Anyway, it's a climate... in a climate change apocalypse, like the one that's about to happen, like what are we on? Like what
are
we doing?
We are in COVID.
You gotta stay inside. I thought you can't go outside.
And just stay there? Like just hope for the best? I don't know. That's so weird.
That's scary. You ever think about that? Like, I know I don't want to be like a
fate. I mean, ain't nobody thought about the pandemic we're in right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
2 years ago, I never would have thought anything like that would be possible.
Yeah, like, bro, in our lifetime, it very well could happen. Like, we're in an apocalyptic situation. Like, it could, like, it really could.
I mean,
like,
I think that's why there's been so many books and movies. Like, people always think about it.
So if we're taking away from anything, we should actually like prepare. I think there's at least have an idea.
There was so many different ways and stuff, like, but there's so many different scenarios where it would alter, though. Like, are we in like an I Am Legend? Are we in like a Walking Dead?
Or are we just in like the planet's too hot? Like,
are we in a Sweet Tooth situation?
I just think it's something to think about, like, or like a asteroid hits Earth. Oh, well, I guess you can't really do nothing about that, right?
No, they'd be hitting them things out the air, I'm pretty sure.
No, but like if it were about to hit, then like
to hit it.
Is there enough resources like for us to do that?
We have technology to do things like that now.
Now,
if they're talking about traveling to Mars, bro, we can send things to space to hit things.
I always like imagine like a really big like laser, you know, like the Death Star. In Star Wars, like they just shoot a big laser beam at it. But I feel like that might mess up like gravity or like the gravitational force.
They are trying to have, what was that show, Space Force?
I feel like that's going to happen, low key.
That show was, is it Space Force? The one with Steve Carell? And it's like that first branch of military.
Space Force.
Yeah, it's really a thing. Like they really, Donald Trump really started one.
I guess that's one of the good things that he did.
I feel like you have to, because as soon as people like start to really like occupy space, you're gonna need an army.
Okay. Last question before: do you realistically think that we would be able to escape or no, like go to another planet and inhabit it before the Earth is inhabitable? And we'll leave this at a cliffhanger.
I mean, the billionaires are trying to go to Mars. I don't know.
And I know we don't want to go to space, but I feel like if you have no choice, you'd have to.
I mean, yeah. If all of us, like, we're all going, right?
Like a Wally ship?
I hope I'm not in the same rocket ship as y'all, bro, because I feel like that's...
Why not? Who would like you?
I don't know, but, like, I just feel
it depends, like... It the how big the ship is, like, what's on the ship, what is there to do on the ship.
I guess if you're going to die, you're going to die with your homies.
Am I just going to be strapped in, or is it going to be like we're on like, it's like the different types of ship, even like on Star Wars, you know what I'm saying? Like, is it just like the small fighter pilots, or is it like the big clip, like the big hangers?
No, it's the one where you're like floating in it, because like I don't think you could like sit in it, right? There's like no gravity in it, right? Is that what it is?
That's why you'd be sitting strapped down.
Yeah, imagine. I wouldn't want to be.
That's what I was picturing this whole time. Like, as soon as you.
Because if Woods is just floating everywhere, bro, his big ass now want to run into him. I've seen you hit people, bro. I don't want to be like just floating in space. Just use his freaking shoulder, just checking you everywhere, every time. Like, bro, I don't want to. I'd rather just be with like smaller people.
Though. I do want to feel what that feels like, though.
Do you really, though? Like, would you do it? No, right?
Like, if it was one of those things where like you can feel like you know what I'm saying? Like, without gravity, I would just want to, like, I would do want to feel that.
Okay. Have you had like, you know, the sensory deprivation chamber? Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the
like,
float
you,
tank? I haven't tried it. Just, I want to
like,
try that.
Like, you just sit in it and you have no senses, or you just like don't feel nothing? You just feel.
Cisco. I feel like I've heard about it, but I don't really know.
You never heard of it? It's like a sensory.
I think it's a float lab in, I think it might be in Westwood. It was one of Westwood or something. Like, I was like, one time I tweeted, like, what's something to do in Westwood that nobody really talks about, like, what is there to do? Somebody said, like, there's a float lab, and I never looked into it. But I think it's, like, it's, like, this really, like, dense, like, water, salt water that you just, like, lay in there, and it's, like, therapeutic.
You just float. That's what I thought it was. It's like, right, but if you're in it in a normal scenario, like, if you're just in water, the only sense you really have in there is touch, which is just like you just feel the water.
No, right? It's like all your senses, I think.
So but what, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're technically only getting rid of one.
Yeah, because you still don't smell. I mean, it's quiet, so I guess you're not hearing nothing. But you still gonna be able to. I guess if it smell like nothing, then
I don't. If it's dark too, I think it's dark, right? So you can't see nothing either.
You're not seeing. You're not hearing. You're not quiet.
You're not smelling
because it doesn't smell like anything. You're not. So you're not drinking the water.
You're not drinking the water. You're not
tasting. You would taste whatever you.
Like, what are you deprivating me from?
I think you deprive yourself of all the senses. That's what it is. And you're just like laying there and just like your brain is working.
So like when you're sleeping?
No.
It's like you're meditating, like you're floating.
Yeah, like you're, like all you have is just. You just have your thoughts. Just hella thoughts. Just like thinking. And you're just like, I feel like that's what
like it feels when Aang like would go inside his bubble and his eyes would turn blue. And then he entered the spirit realm.
The avatar state?
The avatar state? Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
I don't think that's what it is. I mean, it could be. I don't know. Maybe just try it.
Well, good questions.
I mean, like, yeah. So everybody let us know.
I mean, I think that what applies is that you should have like a care package, like be prepared,
like earthquake,
like
kit.
Have like cans, like a kit.
Like, people have that though. Camp, people have a pocket, camp. Like
there's you know, and like no, some people have like crazy prepared. That's what I know for now.
I don't know if I would be crazy prepared. I would just be like at least have
a bunker and that type of stuff.
Just only
have like an I Am Legend house where like you can lock everything.
I think that I'm at least gonna have all that.
Have the
water. I think water. Water most important because you can't live without water, but you can live without food for a little bit.
No. Have a squad. Have know like who you're gonna put in your squad. Maybe
know your squad.
Am I in your guys' squad? Food, weapons. Am I in your squad? Or are you guys are leaving me?
We just talked to them. You're the guy who risks.
We also have our families too, though. So like we got to think about that. Okay, you know what I mean? You got your family, like
travel light.
Know where you're going. Have a map.
I mean, honestly, no, you
that's what we learned today. That's what we learned.
You need a map.
That's really it. We got five rules on the end of the world.
Well could you realistically survive without a gun?
I mean, the people who have guns would just have, like, the power. They would have the power because, yeah, they'd kill the people if somebody else said they had power and they had no gun. Shoot them. Now the person with the gun has the power.
Boom gang.
Isn't there a military base in the IE?
You're not getting into the military race, bro. Right?
At a certain point, like I feel like even they would go on their own. Unless it's like this is on some like the Purge where it's like it's a limited amount of time.
We'll leave that to the machine gun expert.
All right. Squad. Well, but anyway, have a plan and good luck. That's all. Like, really, like, good luck. Like, if you could live, like, good for you, bro. But I think, like, odds are, if I'm being real, I don't know if I'll make it.
You like, you can't make it out with your phone right now. Cisco would be lost. I'd be hungry.
we would be down. I think we're down bad.
I thought that podcast would end.
Just hope God forgives me for all my sins and then, you know, go from there. You know what I mean? So, but I feel like we're not making it.